Welcome to the Sexy Freedom Media Podcast, a place to discuss pain, passion, and pursuits.
Yes, yes. I want to feel alive.
Breathe.
Make some moves.
Protect the throne. This is Sexy Freedom Media Podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
We're going to figure this out. Yes.
Yes. Perfect. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm just going to keep it recording then.
Okay.
Awesome. So thank you everybody for joining Sexy Freedom Media Podcast. It's your host, Helen Edwards. And I have with me Dr. Davia.
Hey.
So this is kind of a fun podcast in a way because we really don't know anything about each other within like the last couple minutes.
Right.
You just passed me over your bio. And I actually just sort of read it a little bit. Well, why don't you tell everybody who you are?
Oh, man. So I'm Dr. Davia Kuchar. I am a lot of things, but right now I'm currently sitting in my role as a chief strategist and developer for the Wealthy Women Enterprise and Heart-Centered Media. Just got done launching a book with them called Unstoppable Gems. I'm enjoying the role being a background strategist, right? Letting things happen. Love it.
Wow, and congratulations on the book.
Thank you. I'm excited. And I thank you for letting me come on your show. Like, it's been a long time. I used to have a show for like 40 weeks. So this is awesome. I'm glad to be on someone else's show.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you responded. You were just like, I'm down.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes
I love that.
Gotta reach out.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've had my podcast for a little over 2 years now.
Yep.
And I'm on 8 platforms. Spotify and iTunes are probably the biggest. And then the Google Podcasting and Breaker and Overcast. But I think one of the reasons why I wanted to just jump in and do a podcast is because I wanted to talk to somebody from, so we know each other from the Speakers Coaches Network.
Facebook. Right.
Okay. And I really felt like with what's going on right now with the whole quarantine, you know, the COVID-19, a lot of fear out there. I took off about 2 weeks from social media. I was kind of doing like a soul cleanse, distancing from everything. Cause it was just bombarded with, I mean, the memes were funny, but there was a lot of fear, a lot of news and, you know, I know it's important and everything, but it definitely can instill a lot of anxiety and fear and depression in people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I just wanted to see what everybody else is doing, you know, with how, you know, how are you staying
sane
or optimistic or sane or healthy? Like, what are you doing for yourself?
So what I'm doing is I call it the I, me, we strategy. And I tend to teach this. And it's important, okay, because it gives us, when the whole world is falling apart, it gives us some sense of grounding, foundation, and a way in which to operate from. And when I say I, me, we, I mean, when you start with the place of I, that means you, yourself, right? Like your basic needs, feeding yourself, doing what you need to do to stay safe, to be socially distanced, have what you need. Not overbuy, but just take care of you and your basic needs. Rest and sanity breaks are included. And then when I move to the space of me, I talk about our, you know, our partners, our businesses, our friendships, our relationships that we're in community with. That's the, you know, air quote me space, right?
Right.
And the best thing we can do in the me space is see what we're kind of offering or how we can serve each other together, right? So sort of complement each other's crazy, right? So there's a balance focused on the we, which is the product, the service, the thing you want to do out in the world. So that right order gives you sanity, gives you balance and boundaries, right? And you can make the impact you want to make with yourself, together, and without sacrificing. You know, I mean, it's just really people are losing it. And there's, we can maintain a sense of calm and order in chaos. And that really allows us the opportunity to stand in our authority and to be at the right place to serve the right people. So that's just kind of what I'm doing. Yeah.
And who are you quarantined with?
Oh man. Are you I'm swimming in the testosterone ocean, sister. I have an 8-year-old. I have a 14-year-old and I have a husband. And yeah, there's a lot of boy stuff and man stuff going on around here. Totally out of my comfort zone.
Wow. Now, are you working from home? Are you, are you still going out to work somewhere or?
No, I have at this particular time, I don't know if it's a blessing or a benefit, but my office house, but over because they want to play on my exercise equipment. I really have made that transition over the last 3 years, really. I had a traditional therapy practice and it was doing amazing. And I just felt like I had an awakening moment and I had to stand up and be accountable. Like I wanted to make a change in the world and to be able to better help people. So I left a traditional career that looked really fancy and supposedly paid very good. And it's been an interesting learning curve this whole ride.
Wow. Okay. So when you say you're like a therapist, like you went to college, got a degree as a therapist. Wow.
Yes. I have a wall full of useless titles is what I call it. Right.
Yes.
It doesn't serve me, you or anyone else any good. If I'm not doing it in the way that I was put here to do.
Okay. So you definitely felt like there was a higher calling for your.
Well, let me put it like this. I call it a functionally disruptive process, right? Like sometimes there needs to be people that have enough bold bravery. Not that you're perfect, not that you have it all figured out, but you see that there is a need beyond the status quo and you're willing to step out and risk your neck for it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Warrior.
Yeah.
The warrior.
Yes. Yes.
So what are you personally doing? Like what is a day look like in your life when you're quarantined and you kind of like feel like you're going through the same thing every single day? Like what do you do?
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a fantastic question because I'm regimented. I'm up at 3 a.m. every morning without an alarm clock. And it's about stealing those moments of sanctity for yourself. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Put down your phone. What someone is yakking about on Facebook, if it doesn't concern you and it doesn't profit you and it doesn't bless your life, you get to give yourself the permission to put the phone away. You know, if you got to, like, if you are frustrated, I've been saying this to a lot of moms. If you are frustrated, I understand there is nowhere you can go, but I'm going to tell you the best therapeutic tool. Grab a pillow, go in the bathroom, smash your face in it, scream as loud as you can into it. If you need an ugly cry, collect yourself and keep it moving.
Love that.
Right?
I've definitely done that. My son's 20 now, but back in the day,
right?
I hate those.
Good. I love it. Yes and amen, right? Like, I'm so glad you did it back in the day because you know how important it is and it doesn't cost anything to do.
Right. There's something about getting whatever's built up inside and allowing that to come out through your, you know, your throat chakra, that vocal,
yes,
and getting it out. It's almost like a volcano.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You can't just let it sit there or else it's going to blow really hard and really hurt a lot of people around you possibly.
Absolutely. And that's where that frustration comes in, right? Because if we talk about kids, we talk about you know, the whole, our whole routine is off. Even for the kids, it's hard for them because they don't understand. The littlest ones don't understand, right?
Like, right.
Their life has been upended. For the teenagers, they're like, oh, whatever. Like, I don't even care. Like, I get to sit home and do whatever. Oh, no, boo-boo. Like, you're gonna learn the fine art of home ec, right?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely not used to working with my husband working from home. That's an interesting thing, right? And I kind of have this rule, like, pick somewhere in the house. Each one of us pick somewhere in the house. Like, we need to social distance for some time during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it takes to keep you out of jail, everyone alive, breathing, moving, and functioning, do it. Shut your bedroom door, run to the bathroom and scream into a pillow, make random friends on Facebook, jump on their podcast, whatevs. Like, come on, we can do this.
Right. Keep living that life. Now, do you, is there any type of exercise or ritual you do besides getting up at 3 and putting the phone down or anything like that?
You know, I make sure that I greet the sun when it comes up. It for me has especially important meaning to be thankful and to just say, you know, thank you for another day. Bless everybody. Bless the whole world while it's waking up and getting into rhythm. You know, the things that I need, you know, I have faith that they are going to come to me today. Like, I try to be super mindful and understand that I got to worry about today because today is not over yet. I make sure that I try as best as I can to stick to a little bit of physical therapy and occupational therapy for me, and really going to sleep as often as I can around the same time.
What time is that? Because you wake up at 3. So is that like 7 or I don't know. I'm a night owl. So
yeah, I used to be, and it's just something that happened in my life where this is a place where I find myself. So 7 o'clock, you're right. I am exhausted by 7. So I'm asleep by like 10:30.
Oh, wow. So exhausted by 7 is like about 10:30.
Yeah, girl. Yes.
That's still yes. And that's
real talk. That's real talk. And I'm trying to break my habit. Like, I had been off Facebook forever until the corona came, and then I found myself like connecting and conversating on Facebook, and I'm like, wow, I wasted a whole day.
Yeah.
So for me, my struggle is going to be, how much time am I going to spend and where do I need to spend it? It's something that I need to take another look at.
You know, that's so wild that you say that, because it was the opposite for me. I was mm-hmm. always doing like social media marketing and, you know, social media strategies. And I do a lot of my own graphics and video editing.
Right.
And then next thing you know, that when the whole quarantine happened, I was just like, whoa, it's like I took a complete break from it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I'm barely getting back on.
That's good though. But if you think about it though, like that's where your environment is, right? Like, you're doing marketing, you're doing it all. Oof, like on the digital space, that's, you know, that's your concrete jungle, right?
Right.
And so naturally, I would expect you want to take a break from it. For me, you know, I'm dealing with the person to person thing, and it usually is never great, and it's always super messy by the time we're having conversations. And so for me, being on social media, kind of getting wafted into the void, is like a mental break for, you know, the last, what, 2 weeks?
Right.
And so we're two sides of the same coin.
I know. It's so awesome you're a doctor, because, I mean, a therapist. I've not really talked to a therapist. My sister is going to school to become a psychologist, therapist, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of like my go-to if I need, you know, any questions or anything. I mean, I've been studying the brain and hormone health for about 10 years. It's just mm-hmm. kind of like a side hobby for me. I started going to college and I was going to go to college to, I wanted to do something with a psychology type area,
right.
But then I dropped out because I didn't want to go in debt. I'm just like an extreme no debt kind of girl.
I get it. Yep.
And then instead I ended up getting a yoga certification and then, ended up, I don't know if you know, well, you probably don't know a lot about me because we kind of just like jumped together, but this is awesome.
Right.
So I want to say my previous business partner, Sarah Gypsy Wolf, we executed four yoga retreats. Our last one was in Alaska last summer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm also an author myself of two books.
And I love it.
One I wrote and I hired five editors. Shout out to her. Mm-hmm. She's my favorite editor. But that was 5 years in the making. Mm-hmm. Then I produced my own book trailer, which is phenomenal. And my second book, Your Inner Evolution, it's actually a combination of a lot of authors, which sounds like the one you did, right?
Right. Yeah.
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 So I did that with an editor in New York. And let me tell you something. I love meeting women and men like ourselves, because mm-hmm. to me, we're just different titles, but I look at us and I just think we're light warriors, you know?
Yes.
And I see there's so many different parts we can play in. What can help one person through you, maybe I wouldn't be able to reach, but maybe,
right.
You know, we have different areas and different people we can reach. And yeah, I'm really excited that you jumped on with me. I have a question.
Go ahead, shoot.
What is the last book or the book you're currently reading or listening
to? Oh, I have a book that is, it's always by me and it's kind of tore up. It's called The Spiritual Warfare Bible.
Ooh.
Yes. And I was examining the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, I think, yeah, 46, 47, 48, moving into 49. And for whatever reason, that's just really resonating me because it was talking about like, we've got a purpose and God's going to humble you and he's going to make you, you know, it's about being a nation, being, you know, talking about debt, like dead idols and putting all of your intention and everything and things that are worthless, then moving into the space of being humiliated, humbled, refined, and then stepping into your purpose to be a servant mm-hmm. to people. Right. And I'm like, okay, I hear you.
Right.
Doesn't take a worldwide pandemic. Like you are in command mastery of the universe that you created. And you are clearly telling all of us, we need to take a pause for a second and reassess everything that's happening.
Yeah, I definitely think I can agree with that. And I know for, you know, there's the part of the pandemic, the part of the fear over, I want to say from my point of view, what I've kind of observed is like the fear of not having enough because the food's almost gone. Toilet paper's almost gone. You know, people are afraid of their job there's jobs that have been lost. So there's this fear of lack. Right.
Yeah.
And then the other half is the sickness, like the fear of getting sick.
And
there are people who have died. And especially if you have underlying issues, which I do.
I do too.
So,
yep.
Yeah. So it's for me, when I get up, I'm just like warrior up, you know, go out and work out because it's not if I get sick, sickness happens to me every year. I don't know what type of sickness this time, but I always want to get my body prepared to fight through it, whatever it is.
That's right. Be prepared for a fight. There's no reason to fear something you cannot see, right? And that has to do with our human want to control, manipulate, and master, right?
Right.
And when we are laser focused on what we cannot control, we all of a sudden everything gets flipped upside down because we're not paying that attention to the things that we have control over.
Right.
And so we're not doing ourselves any good. Buying 100 rolls of toilet paper ain't going to help you if you're not getting good rest, or you're not, you know, supplementing, and you're not eating a good diet, and you're not getting good rest, and you're not, like, finding some inner peace, mm-hmm. right? Because the mind and body has a manifestation in illness if you're not in balance, right? And if we become too focused on overall what's happening, we lose sight too.
Yes.
Like I have said many times, like, look, I have a walking Sephora, like, I wish you could be here, girl. I have a walking Sephora store just hanging out next to my TV. I'm like, oh, maybe I should do some giveaways or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it. I'm like, no. If everything goes upside down, I have things to barter with, right? Before right. money, there was a barter system.
That's right.
You know, and so, like you said, it's about knowing your body, knowing you're going to get sick. It's what steps are you preparing yourself to be ready when that happens?
Right, exactly. And one of the things I teach is, you know, my signature talk is protecting the throne, which means, you know, there's
right.
And I began that with my retreats, and I realized there's so many people out there that before all this happened, and probably during this happening, but everybody's posting a positive quotes, and they're like, oh, I'm a queen, I'm a king, I'm this, I'm that. Well, be that, not just when,
yep.
not just when things are good, but more right. when things hit the fan, you know, and you're yes. the king and queen of your throne. Your throne is your mind, body, soul. You need to protect that at all costs.
Right. Right. Divine responsibility, we'll call it.
Yes.
You have a divine responsibility to reign on your throne, whether or not the times are good.
Exactly. And also, I like what you said about, you know, being humble and you know, understanding the swim of humility, because mm-hmm. one of the things I'm very, very passionate about is, you know, abuse and trauma. And I yeah. know that a lot of people are out there, they're quarantined. I actually know people personally because they've reached out to me privately. And my heart right. is just like, oh, you know, because they're quarantined with their abusers.
And right.
It's a very, very scary time. You know, they've got nowhere to go, or they've got, you know, the help they were once reaching out to is not available anymore because of, you know, this whole
right
distance thing. And it's a very scary time for many people. So, you know, the complaints that many have where they're well off, you know, it could be worse.
Right. 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 And for, you know, that is such a huge thing. Like those who have to be quarantined with their abuser, or, you know, whether that's physical, emotional, financial, mental, like that's, it, you know, that's so many levels. Mm-hmm. Like the things we're talking about are so important for them to be hearing what we're saying. You can worry about self first, and the things you can do to, or the, you know, the ways that you can really love on yourself and get some space and just focus on getting prepared for the ability when you get the opportunity to leave.
Yes.
Right? Like use this time to strategize.
Perfect.
Where is your network? Where can you go? You know, try to open up a prepaid, like one of those prepaid bank cards where you don't get statements sent. You just have an app on the phone. You know, like get your, you know, for anyone, if you're going through a hard time and you are trying to exit a dangerous situation, get prepared. Quietly arm yourself with preparation and strategy. You know, reach out. See if your resources aren't available, don't be worried. You can find other resources. You just might have to look a little bit and get yourself prepared, because you will be more successful when you leave if you have a strategy in place.
Yes, very good advice. And, you know, I'll just add to that. I'm a big advocate for, well, a big suggester of, mm-hmm. of Facebook groups. And they're yes. all over, and they're so good to utilize when you're trying to find yes. support.
Yes. The best thing you can do is reach out.
Yes.
And honestly, another thing too, like for those who feel like, oh man, I need something to do. Like I want something to do. I want to help, but there's nothing I can do. Yes, you can. You can be available for somebody, even to have a conversation with, right? Absolutely. Just to connect with on a human level, because maybe some of those people who are going through some abuse or some crisis do not have anyone to go to. So if you make yourself available, you are a blessing, and you can be blessed at the same time.
Oh, love that. Thank you so much for saying that.
You're welcome. I mean it with my whole heart.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are feeling really lonely right now. And I mean, I put a video up yesterday about about being single during all of this time. And me, mm-hmm. as a single woman, you know, I'm used to working out, working hard, and then, you know, almost every weekend going out and having a social life and dolling up and, you know, trying to find my future husband. But, right. you know, I'm not able to do that right now. So I jokingly was playing around and told my friend, oh, I'm going to start doing live virtual dating. And they actually thought it was a great idea. I told a few friends, they thought it was a good idea. So I thought I would try yes. to do it. I'm going to try to do one tonight and also do one where I can talk to people about dating life, you know, just something yes. entertaining, because I think singles out there, you know, you're not alone. You could still date. Online dating with the apps wasn't working too well for me. I don't like the swiping. I don't like the judging yeah. pictures. Even if it's just to talk to other singles, not necessarily find a love interest with them, but just to connect, you know, on that we're single yes. level.
Girl, yes. If you build it, they will come. See, in the time of panic and freak out, you know, to the bold and to the innovative comes the kingdom.
Boom. Right?
Like, so,
right.
If it doesn't exist, you make it happen. Make it happen. You know, if you can't figure it out, find the right person to help you figure it out, right? Because it takes a village. Girl, I'm so excited that you're doing this. I'm like, oh, let me get my phone. There's some people I can think that I can send to the mix.
Yeah, send them my way. I asked all my friends. They say, hey, you know anybody single?
Right.
No, but I mean, you that never know. And I know that I've talked to a lot of my friends who are single, and, you know, they're just like, I'm lonely. And, you know, at first yeah. it was fun. The whole week was fun. I got a lot of stuff done, but then it's like twiddling your thumbs. You're kind of like, now what do I do? And you're by yourself. And it can be, you know, again, yeah. we talked about that fear. Like every once in a while, it gets kind of scary. Like, you know, with things you see in the news, and right. it's like, are we going to be on lockdown? Are we going to be, you know, martial law or whatever? And it's like, are you, for single people, it's like, am I going to have to go through this alone if I get sick? Am I going to, you know,
right.
it's, it can be a little bit frightening.
That's right. And, you know, hooray to you for addressing that and being a voice, right. To shout out like, hey, you're not alone. And then creating the place and the space where like people can congregate, because we need that. Single, married, whatever, working, right. out of work, like you build it and they will come. The field of dreams, like that's so relevant right now. And you're right. Single, I can talk about single loneliness because I've dealt with deployments. I have been divorced before. Mm-hmm. And I think that the things that saved me during those sanity times was actually being pushed out of that situation, like the isolation, the fear and all that, by some close friends, like forcing me in, like throwing me into the shower, like, girl, you about to take a shower, you're wearing this outfit, we're leaving right
yes!
now.
Yes.
I was like, I don't know about all that. And they're like, no, we got a babysitter school.
I love that. Right. I love that. Those are my type of girls.
Yes. Yes. And so you're doing the exact same thing. You're like, hey, we're showing up. Like, we're going to do this. Might be a little, might feel a little weird at first, but by the end of this corona quarantine mess, we're all going to be a heck of a lot more comfortable with live streaming, with having live, just unabashed conversation with each other via the mediums, utilizing technology. And we don't have to be in the same room to share the same spirit and to uplift each other. Like, that is one of the biggest transformations that's going to come out of this.
Oh, I love that. And I agree with that. I posted a quote earlier and it really hit me. I'm probably going to butcher the quote if I try to say it verbatim.
That's okay.
But the gist of it was that, you know, as human as we are, I'm diving deeper in it. But he was saying, like, you know, we tend to gravitate towards the fear, but it's the spirit that comes through.
Yes.
And kind of looks at you and says, not today, I'm bigger. And it's going to bring out and show you how it's done. That's okay, right. I completely butchered that.
I totally get where you're coming from. It's that, it's the fear, it's the self-doubt, it's all of that. Like a little tiny child in there yelling at you, making you feel some kind of way. And we have to be bold enough to stand into, to really press into that and tell that little child what's really going on. While yes. instead of them telling you what's going on, you're speaking into that child, letting that ugliness, that loneliness, that fear, know exactly where its place is. And when you do that on a regular basis, that voice or that, and the fear and all of that go, it really does become diminished and it goes away because your power and position of place puts it in check.
Yes, absolutely agree.
Not everything's honky-dory. Like I always say, when people make mistakes, because I'm the biggest one, and I'm like, oh man, I totally made a mistake. I'm like, congratulations, you're human. Pull a chair up to the table.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I feel it's kind of like a visual what I have with me when I, you know, if I get knocked down by my own self-doubts or my own fears or my own demons, I like to call them.
Yeah. You
know, that's a battle that I maybe have lost just for that split second. But battle's not over until it's over. When I say when it's over, that means when I get the next, wherever life is after death. But for me, it's like I still have a warrior within fighting for me.
Yes.
And when I go and I teach, I talk about, you know, the three types of beings, I feel like entities, spirits I got inside me, like the warrior, the healer, and the demon, and then the overall great spirit. Right. And and that's, for me, I work more with a visual of seeing how that operates within. And I know, you know, based on, and I'm a big encourager also of people knowing thyself, like becoming a
warrior,
not just on spirit, not just on, you know, their physical function, but also like hormone health and knowing like if thyroids are off or, you know, if they've had trauma, like explore what's going on and what made you believe and think and act or take the actions that you are today or the habits you're having today, because there's some type of way to derail a habit that you don't like and put it on a different path.
Agreed.
You got to take the time to explore, and it's work.
Yeah. If anybody says it isn't work, they're lying to you.
Yeah. Right now, people, you're in quarantine. Do the work.
Right. We're in the perfect place. Right. Because ain't nothing popping off outside of the four walls at this particular moment. So we've been given this opportunity. And if we look at it like a gift, right, to really get with clarity, intention, and purpose, I say, write it down, make it plain. What yes. our version of our new normal looks like, because see, what we have to admit something here. The world as we know it is fundamentally changed. It will be a far different world once we emerge from this than the world we arrived to this in. Mm. And so for those that are willing to get to do some deep dive in, connecting, reaching out, knowing themselves, you know, just really using this as a process to say, like, look, when we emerge from this, I'm prepared because I know what my new normal is going to look like. And you get specific about it because that keeps you accountable and it gives you some opportunity to make some steps to craft your new normal. Because when you do that thing and you write it down and you visualize it and you speak it into existence, quantum physics works. Mm-hmm. It's already doing it. So instead of maybe before where you felt like life was happening to you and like you were having all these crises and you didn't know where they're coming from, mm-hmm. it's because you surrendered yourself and you gave away your power, or you didn't understand your power, and life will move at the speed of life unless you master yourself, unless you speak into it and you ask for what you feel like you need to ask. You say what you need and you have goals and you have some clarity and vision and purpose, right? And it's together, it's strategy. Same old thing's going to keep happening. You have time right now to clear out the tool chest, to figure out what that new normal looks like for you and write it down and make it a priority to nurture this time to arise from this, owning that new normal.
Ooh, love it. Oh my gosh, you're awesome.
Oh my gosh. This is totally just coming from my heart for real.
I can feel love it. I can feel the energy and you are so rad. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. Okay. Where can people find you?
So people can find me actually, I just have my old Facebook page, so it's like Davia Gorman. I don't have any branding up or anything because I've been in the background for so long doing strategy and helping reorganize things and really been in private practice for so long. So I'm going to need you to help me emerge forth from this resting period, available and ready to take people. But you can check out what we're doing. I believe I had the website. It's Wealthy Women Inner Circle. You can check this. You can check out what we're doing in our community, Wealthy Women Inner Circle, on Facebook.
Are you on Instagram?
Yes, on Instagram as well. And you know, come say hi to the community. Come drop by. Be happy to love on all of you. And then you know, meet. The book is on Amazon Kindle right now. It's called Unstoppable Gems. Waiting for our paper copies. The publishing company, you know what I mean? We're on a backlog, but you can read it for free on Kindle Unlimited. It's Unstoppable Gems.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I'm just happy to be here, happy to connect. And who knows, like maybe we'll come out of this quarantine season with me being in the front again. And visible, yes. Ready to receive people, because that's kind of the place I'd like to be. I think it's my time to stop hanging out in the background. I do love helping other people. I do. And I love doing what I do. But I think it's time for me to be available a little bit more so I can catch some people that need me and I can help them and they can move on with the universe.
Zing warrior. You got it.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on my podcast, and we'll have all of her info in the show notes. And everybody, you know, Helen Edwards, you can find me on Instagram, Hell of a Journey with 1L, sexyfreedommedia.com, and Facebook, Sexy Freedom Media. Thank you guys for listening, and please send your reviews to email sexyfreedomnow@gmail.com. And you can also reach out, and please sharing is caring, and subscribe. Thank you guys. Have an awesome day.
Thank you.
Want to hear more?
Duh. Visit us at sexyfreedommedia.com.